All I wanted was to buy a vacuum. That's it. Mine completely gave out on me halfway through cleaning the house. So, I have half a really nice carpet, and half of it's a complete disaster. So, I hopped on the computer and navigated my way to Amazon. I had recently deleted cookies and my browser history, so I wasn't automatically logged in like I'm used to. When I went to log in, the page refreshed and asked me to confirm if I was a human, so I clicked the checkbox and pressed continue. The page refreshed again, and the robot check showed up again. Thinking nothing of it, I pressed the checkbox again and pressed continue. That must not have been enough for Amazon, because when the page reloaded, I was presented with a set of pictures. Above the pictures read, "Click all pictures with a car in it." This was a bizarre request, because all the pictures were of a forest. Just different angles of deep green leaves and towering trees. With a sigh, I clicked continue, as there were no cars for me to click on. The page refreshed, and once again said, "Click all the pictures with a car in it." This time though, there weren't any images to click on. I could see a thin black line that bordered where the images should have been, but nothing was contained within them. As you can assume, I was already starting to get frustrated with the capture system failing to get me through over and over. So I backed up and started the login process all over again. Typing in my account and password, the page refreshed to show me another capture. The one where you have to read two distorted words and type them into the box. The words were "going around" and were hardly distorted. When I entered them, the words I needed to type switched to say "and around." I tilted my head to the side without meaning to, as I stared at the words. I could tell the words were continuing to refresh without me touching the keyboard. The words just kept repeating, "and around, and around, and around," getting more and more distorted as it went on. I tried to click the enter button, and the page finally offered new words. This time, the capture said, "going where?" Something in me decided that the vacuum could always wait for another day, and I clicked the red X to close the page. I went to go make a status about the strange experience on Facebook to make some light of it, as it had admittedly left me feeling a little uneasy. Just as before though, I had cleared my saved logins, and without thinking about it, I typed my info into Facebook and was met with another capture. This one didn't seem out of the ordinary though. The words on the screen were all warped, bouncing like waves. They said, "chaotic happenstance," which coincidentally describes captures as a whole. I typed the words in, and upon clicking continue, I found that the process wouldn't progress. The page wasn't frozen, as I could type in different things, but the continue bar wouldn't work. Clicking refresh did nothing, so I closed the browser and reloaded it to try again, going through the same steps. When I got to the capture, it was the same words, and they were already typed into the box below, like I had never left. Then I saw the bright blue option that said, "listen to the audio instead." I just wanted to make sure something wasn't wrong with my internet, or that I didn't get a malware somewhere along the line. So I clicked the option, and was presented with a play button for audio. And foolishly, I clicked it. When the button was pressed, I couldn't hear anything. I saw the audio bar progressing, but nothing was coming out of my speakers. Frustration ever growing, I reached down and plugged in my headphones before slipping them over my ears. Restarting the audio, I heard a faint crackling of static that seemed to be echoing. There was a soft dragging noise, followed by male voices spouting out numbers. His voice was shaky, like someone on the verge of crying. Someone just barely holding it together. Each number stuttered out of his mouth, and between the numbers, I could hear deep and labored breath. He stopped talking, but I noticed there was still a bit of audio left, and that I hadn't even been typing the numbers in. My body wasn't moving like it was supposed to. The static continued until I heard a loud smacking noise that nearly had me throwing my headphones off my head. The man whimpered and continued reading numbers until the audio ended. Once the audio was over, I felt glued to my chair. I hadn't typed a single number in, but there was no way I was going to listen to that again. Unfortunately, the capture had other intentions, and I saw the play button flicker and the audio start to play. It was different this time, though. A woman began speaking. Her mouth was way too close to the microphone. Words were choppy and muffled whenever her lips made contact with it, but I could still make them out. She repeated a familiar phrase. Around and around and around. Her voice was stern, like she was angry at me. I decided to just be done with the whole ordeal when I moved my mouse to the red X in the corner. "Please don't," the woman suddenly shouted as my mouse hung over the X, and I suddenly felt like I was made of stone. I pondered what the hell was going on. Sometimes you don't notice something is truly wrong until you're in the middle of it, and I was smack dab in the middle of this. When I pulled my mouse away from the X, she started to repeat the phrase over and over again, but I could hear that her voice wasn't the only one. Several different people all whispering the same thing, repeating it ad nauseum. In one quick movement, I moved my mouse up to the X and closed out of the browser before anyone had a chance to call out. I sat, staring at my desktop, fingers resting by my mouth, as I attempted to calm myself down. I could tell by my leg bouncing under the desk that my efforts were in vain. It was then, peering at my wallpaper, that my heart nearly flipped over. I had been using pictures from my vacation my family went on as my wallpaper. It was a slideshow that would cycle through them. Every so often, a picture of a forest would cycle through. There were several different angles from the trees, because my mother wasn't that great with using the camera yet, and she wanted to practice. I didn't recognize the pictures when the capture used them, because there was no context, and they were so small. I could feel my teeth sinking into my skin as my nerves built up. Could capture do that? Pull up pictures from your drive to use? If they could, why these pictures? A box appeared on my screen, a very familiar one. It was a text capture, words clearly displayed in front of me. Listen again. My mind had been growing so blank that the order seemed to fill it up, and so I complied. Moving the mouse to click on the audio option, I was met with an audio player once more. But this time, there was an image capture under it. It said, "Pick which one," and displayed a grid of people. Pictures all taken from odd angles, like around corners or through windows. I wouldn't have done anything, but when I moved close to the window, I saw that all their pictures were granted a blue check mark like I had picked them all. When moving the mouse away, the check marks vanished, but a number appeared. 10, and then the number 9. Then it was 8. My hand started shaking, making it hard to bring the mouse anywhere, but I knew what would happen if the counter reached 0. I closed my eyes and jiggled the mouse a little, before randomly clicking on a picture. When I opened my eyes, the capture went back to a text, one that read, "Matthew Connors." And the option to continue was replaced with the option to listen to an audio capture. So, I did. What else could I have done? Whatever was in the audio file happened the moment I clicked his face. The audio player started up, and I was met with the same static I'd heard before. But in the background, there were soft pleas. Before anything was said, there was a sharp and loud bang that was instantly recognizable. If I didn't know what happened based on the noise, I would have figured it out when a handful of voices let out cries and desperate callings to a higher power. My face had become flushed, and small trails of liquid running down my cheeks stung hot. I sat back in my chair and stared at the audio progress bar. It never moved forward. It just sat there as the people in the audio cried out amongst the sounds of a body being dragged across the cement. I don't know if it was worse or better that all I could do was hear what was going on. I slowly moved the mouse cursor and closed the capture out, silencing the static that was coming from my headphones. Anxiety took me over, and staring at the desktop, I knew that any moment that box could pop back up again. So, to stop that from happening, I reached down and pressed the power button on my PC. The warm air coming from the vents stopped, and the soft hum the computer gave off was silenced as the monitor flicked to black. I hadn't noticed how much I had been shaking. My knee was sore from smacking the underside of my desk so much. My body needed water or food, and I needed to lay down for a while. What could I have done? What would I even begin to tell law enforcement? I rose up from my seat, trying to steady myself. My legs had become so shaky, it was difficult to stand up straight. Pushing my chair away, I started to walk away from my desk, when I heard the computer whirling up behind me. A soft blue light surrounding the power button to indicate that it had turned back on. Turning, I watched the screen flicker again and go through the process of booting back up. It had gotten to my account login screen, and I could see my password already typed in. Then, the green enter button was pushed down, and a new box appeared in front of the login screen. I stepped closer to get a better look. It was as expected. A capture. One where you have to click the images. Again, the screen asked, "Which images have cars in them?" Again, most of the images were just trees. Except, one had changed. This image did indeed have a car in it. I stood up straight and walked to my bedroom window. Peering out into the front yard, my eyes trailed over to the car sitting in the driveway. The same car, the same house. A picture taken from the distance sat in the sea of trees within the capture. I turned just in time to see that the picture with my house had been selected. And then, I watched the proceed button be pressed.